Welcome to the Rebuilding Lives podcast. We dive deep into the inspiring journeys of individuals who have overcome immense challenges, including life in prison, addiction, and despair, to build meaningful and fulfilling lives. Each episode highlights courageous stories of personal growth, redemption, and resilience, offering firsthand insights into the struggles and triumphs of those who refuse to give up. Today, we are looking at finding housing after prison or rehab, building your foundation for success. The keys felt foreign in Michael's hands as he stood before the apartment door. After 4 years in prison and 6 months in a halfway house, this small one-bedroom unit represented something he had almost forgotten existed: home. The journey to this moment had been fraught with rejection letters, endless applications, and moments when sleeping rough seemed like the only option left. Housing represents far more than shelter when you're rebuilding your life after incarceration or addiction treatment. It becomes the foundation upon which every other aspect of recovery rests. Stable housing affects your ability to maintain employment, rebuild relationships, access healthcare, and sustain the progress you have made. Yet for many people leaving prison or rehab, finding that stable housing presents one of the most formidable challenges in their reentry journey. The statistics paint a sobering picture of this reality. Research from the Prison Policy Initiative reveals that formerly incarcerated individuals experience homelessness at a rate nearly 10 times higher than the general population. The discrimination faced in housing markets, combined with limited financial resources and damaged credit histories, creates barriers that can seem insurmountable. However, understanding these challenges and developing strategic approaches can transform what appears impossible into achievable goals. Understanding the housing landscape. The housing market presents unique challenges for individuals with criminal records or histories of addiction. Landlords and property management companies often conduct background checks that reveal criminal histories, leading to automatic rejections regardless of other qualifications. These screening practices, while legal in most jurisdictions, create systematic barriers that affect housing access for millions of Americans attempting to rebuild their lives. Federal housing programs add another layer of complexity. Public housing authorities and Section 8 programs maintain policies that can exclude individuals with certain types of criminal convictions, particularly those related to drug offenses or violent crimes. These exclusions can last for specific periods or, in some cases, become permanent barriers to accessing affordable housing assistance. Private rental markets often prove equally challenging. Property owners may require security deposits that exceed what someone transitioning from incarceration can afford. They might demand recent rental history or employment verification that individuals in early recovery cannot provide. Credit score requirements frequently eliminate candidates who have experienced financial disruption during periods of active addiction or incarceration. However, the landscape is not uniformly bleak. Growing awareness of housing discrimination has led to policy changes in many jurisdictions. Some cities and states have implemented fair chance housing ordinances that limit when and how landlords can consider criminal history in rental decisions. Nonprofit organizations have developed specialized programs to help individuals with criminal records navigate housing challenges. Understanding these resources and opportunities becomes crucial for successful housing searches. The timing of your housing search also affects your success rate. Beginning the process before release or discharge allows more time to explore options and complete application processes. Many successful housing outcomes result from months of preparation rather than last-minute searches conducted under pressure. Immediate housing solutions. The period immediately following release from prison or completion of residential treatment requires practical, short-term housing solutions while you work toward more permanent arrangements. These temporary options provide stability during your adjustment period while you rebuild the documentation, income, and references needed for long-term housing. Halfway houses and transitional living facilities serve as bridges between institutional settings and independent living. These programs typically offer structured environments with built-in support services, including case management, job placement assistance, and life skills training. While rules and regulations may feel restrictive after gaining freedom, these programs provide time to develop the foundation needed for successful independent living. Sober Living Homes specifically serve individuals in addiction recovery, offering peer support and accountability while allowing greater independence than residential treatment facilities. These programs often have less stringent admission requirements than other housing options and understand the unique challenges faced by people in early recovery. The community aspect of sober living can provide social connections that support long-term sobriety while reducing the isolation that contributes to relapse. Extended stay motels and weekly rental rooms offer flexibility for individuals who need housing while searching for permanent solutions. While these options can be expensive over time, they provide immediate shelter without the extensive application processes required by traditional rentals. Some individuals use these arrangements strategically, staying in weekly rentals while building employment history and saving money for security deposits on permanent housing. Family and friend networks, when available, can provide temporary housing solutions while you establish independence. These arrangements require clear communication about expectations, timelines, and house rules to prevent conflicts that could damage relationships. Many people find that temporary stays with supportive family members or friends provide the stability needed to secure employment and save money for independent housing. Religious organizations and community groups sometimes offer emergency housing assistance or can connect you with families willing to provide temporary shelter. These informal networks often prove more flexible than institutional programs and may provide opportunities to build relationships that extend beyond housing assistance. Building your housing application. Successful housing applications require strategic presentation of your qualifications while honestly addressing potential concerns about your background. The key lies in creating applications that emphasize your strengths, demonstrate your commitment to positive change, and provide reassurance about your reliability as a tenant. Documentation becomes crucial for housing applications. Gather all necessary paperwork before beginning your search, including identification documents, proof of income, employment verification, and references from treatment providers, case managers, or community organizations. Having complete documentation readily available allows you to respond quickly to housing opportunities and demonstrates your organization and preparedness to potential landlords. Craft a personal statement that tells your story honestly while focusing on your growth and future goals. This narrative should acknowledge your past while emphasizing the changes you have made, the support systems you have in place, and your commitment to being a responsible tenant. Many landlords respond positively to authentic accounts of personal transformation, particularly when accompanied by evidence of stability and support. Develop a list of professional and personal references who can speak to your character, reliability, and commitment to positive change. These might include parole officers, treatment counselors, employers, case managers, or community leaders who know you personally. Prepare your references by discussing your housing search and asking them to be ready to provide positive recommendations when contacted by potential landlords. Consider offering additional security measures that might alleviate landlord concerns about your background. This could include larger security deposits, cosigners with good credit, or agreements to more frequent property inspections. While these arrangements may feel intrusive, they can overcome initial hesitation from property owners and provide opportunities to prove yourself as a responsible tenant. Research landlords and property management companies that have reputations for working with individuals who have barriers to housing. Some property owners specifically market to people with criminal records or participate in second-chance housing programs. Focusing your efforts on these opportunities increases your success rate while reducing the emotional toll of repeated rejections. Financial planning for housing. Securing housing requires significant upfront costs that can challenge individuals with limited financial resources. Strategic financial planning and resource identification can help overcome these barriers and create pathways to stable housing arrangements. Most rental agreements require first month's rent, last month's rent, and a security deposit, potentially totaling 3 months of rent before you can move in. For someone earning minimum wage, these costs can represent several months of income. Begin saving for housing costs as early as possible, even if initial amounts seem small. Many successful housing outcomes result from months of dedicated saving combined with assistance from multiple sources. Rental assistance programs exist at federal, state, and local levels to help individuals overcome initial housing costs. The Emergency Rental Assistance Program, administered through state and local agencies, can help with security deposits, first month's rent, and ongoing rental payments for qualified applicants. Contact local housing authorities, community development agencies, and nonprofit organizations to learn about available assistance programs in your area. Religious organizations and charitable foundations often provide emergency assistance for housing costs. These programs may have less bureaucratic requirements than government assistance and can sometimes provide help more quickly. Research faith-based organizations in your community, even if you are not a member of their congregation, as many provide assistance based on need rather than religious affiliation. Credit unions and community development financial institutions sometimes offer small loans specifically for individuals overcoming barriers to housing. These loans typically have more flexible qualification requirements than traditional bank loans and may offer financial counseling services to help you develop budgeting and money management skills. Consider shared housing arrangements that reduce individual costs while providing companionship and mutual support. Roommate situations can split rental costs, utilities, and security deposits while providing social connections that combat the isolation often experienced during reentry. Many online platforms facilitate roommate matching, and some nonprofit organizations specifically help individuals with criminal records find compatible housing partners. Long-term housing stability. Once you secure initial housing, focus shifts to maintaining that stability while building toward better long-term housing situations. This process involves developing positive tenant relationships, building rental history, and improving your overall financial position to access better housing opportunities in the future. Establish yourself as an exemplary tenant from day one. Pay rent on time, maintain the property responsibly, and communicate professionally with property managers and neighbors. Many landlords who initially have reservations about tenants with criminal records become advocates when they experience reliability and responsibility firsthand. Positive relationships with current landlords provide references for future housing applications and sometimes lead to recommendations within their professional networks. Document your success as a tenant through formal and informal means. Request letters of recommendation from landlords, keep records of on-time rent payments, and photograph the condition of your unit to demonstrate your care for the property. This documentation becomes valuable for future housing applications and helps build your reputation within local rental markets. Work systematically to improve your credit score and financial stability. Pay all bills on time, reduce existing debt, and avoid taking on new debt unnecessarily. Consider working with nonprofit credit counseling services that can help you develop strategies for improving your financial profile. Better credit scores open access to higher quality housing options and reduce the need for extensive security deposits. Build savings for future housing upgrades and emergencies. Even small amounts saved regularly create financial cushions that prevent housing crises when unexpected expenses arise. Emergency funds also provide options when better housing opportunities become available, allowing you to take advantage of situations that might otherwise be financially out of reach. Maintain connections with housing support services even after securing stable housing. Many organizations provide ongoing assistance with lease negotiations, tenant rights issues, and housing upgrades. These relationships provide resources during challenging periods and connections to better housing opportunities as your situation improves. Creating your support network. Housing stability often depends on the strength of your support network and your ability to access resources when challenges arise. Building these connections while your housing situation is stable prepares you for future challenges and creates opportunities for ongoing improvement. Connect with other individuals who have successfully navigated similar housing challenges. Peer support groups, both formal and informal, provide practical advice, emotional support, and sometimes direct assistance with housing searches. Many people find that relationships built through shared experiences become some of their most valuable sources of guidance and support. Develop relationships with housing advocates and service providers in your community. Social workers, case managers, and housing counselors often have extensive knowledge of available resources and can provide guidance during housing transitions. Maintaining these professional relationships, even when you do not immediately need services, ensures that help remains available when circumstances change. Engage with community organizations and volunteer opportunities that expand your social networks and demonstrate your commitment to positive community involvement. Many housing opportunities come through word-of-mouth recommendations from people who know you personally and can vouch for your character and reliability. Consider becoming a mentor or advocate for others facing housing challenges once your own situation stabilizes. Helping others navigate systems you have successfully managed reinforces your own skills while building relationships within supportive communities. Many former mentees become sources of support and opportunity as their own situations improve. Your journey to stable housing may feel overwhelming at times, but remember that every person who has successfully navigated this challenge started exactly where you are today. Each application you complete, each conversation you have with a potential landlord, and each night you spend in stable housing builds toward the foundation you are creating for your future. The keys to your own front door are waiting. They may require patience, persistence, and strategic planning to obtain, but they are absolutely achievable. Your commitment to rebuilding your life, combined with the practical strategies and resources available to you, creates the pathway to the stable housing that will support all your other goals and dreams. Housing is more than shelter. It is the foundation of your independence, the anchor for your recovery, and the launching pad for your future success. Take the first step today, then the next one tomorrow, and continue moving forward toward the home that awaits you.